All right. We'll now move on to another update. This is progress report on the Sha Tin to Central Link. Highways Department and MTR are going to bring us up to speed on the progress of those works, and in particular the areas that they will need by way of work sites, both on the Kowloon side and on the Hong Kong Island side. And I'd be very interested to have your thoughts on the land take, particularly on the Hong Kong Island side, which is quite severe. But let's hear from MTR first and TD, Highways Department, sorry. Welcome, lady and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome. Mr. Chow, are you going to brief us, or Mr. Lee? Who's going to brief us?
Mr. Wu.
Mr. Wu, okay. Mr. Wu is going to brief us there. Off you go, please. I've already set the scene for the Commission, so you can go straight into your briefing. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chair, and thank you, members. I'd like to today I will give a brief update about the latest progress of the Sha Tin to Central Link SCL and the current land requirement for the project. So a brief introduction about the scope of the SCL. And SCL is a government project owned by the government, and MTR has been entrusted for its planning, design, and construction. And its overall length is 17 kilometers, comprising two corridors, the east-west corridor, which is the brown line shown in the figure, and the north-south corridor, which is the blue line shown in this figure. And we started the construction in 2012, and we are now progressing in full swing. And the east-west corridor is will tentatively be completed in 2019, and the north-south corridor, because it has to interface with other major infrastructure projects, and it will tentatively be completed in 2021. Overall, the SCL is more than half completed by now. The east-west corridor we have commenced earlier. By now we have topped out three stations, and the tunneling works will soon be completed later this year. And then the north-south corridor, we are now more than 20% completed, and we have started both the tunneling and the station works on Hong Kong Island side. So I will take you through one by one about our works in the different areas. In Kai Tak area, in Tuk Kok Wan station, the archaeological discoveries 2 years ago result in a delay of 11 months for the tunneling station works, but now we are trying to pick it up, and the station structure is now under construction, and the tunneling works, as I just mentioned before, will soon be completed in a few months' time. And then, this is the photo of the Kai Tak station. We have already topped out the station, and then the adjoining tunnel structures is also nearly completed, because they are not affected by the archaeological discoveries. So, for the land requirement in Kai Tak area, we have. Because, as I just mentioned, we have gradually completed the major civil structures, and so we are now already returning the land, the work sites, to government progressively. And by the end of this year, roughly about 30% of the work sites will have been returned to the government for other future developments. In Hong Kong area, we have been modifying the existing Hong Kong station. We have come into the second phase of the concourse modification, and we are building the new station box structures, the platforms, and we are also constructing the adjoining tunnel structures like the one shown here, the approach to the cross harbour section of the SCL. The overall land requirement for the works in Hong Kong area remains unchanged, and well, during throughout the whole construction period, the existing flyover footpath connecting the Tsim Sha Tsui Promenade and the Hong Kong Promenade would remain operational. It won't be affected by the construction works of SCL. In Causeway Bay area, we have just started works in Causeway Bay Typhoon Shelter, and also we start the first tunnel boring machine. We start to build the tunnels between the Typhoon Shelter and the exhibition station, as shown in the figure here. And then in Wan Chai East, we have implemented the first major traffic diversion at Convention Avenue for the to facilitate the construction of the exhibition station, which is shown in as the green and the orange box in this diagram. The station will span across the junction of Fleming Road and Convention Avenue. And to the west side of the convention center, we are also constructing shafts and walls for the tunnels from exhibition station to MOT station. The worksite was near the north side of the Fenwick Pier streets, and we are now carrying out the works for that tunnel. So over the past few years, we have been coordinating with other interface infrastructure projects. We try to optimize the land requirement, and today's land requirement, we are now able to reduce the amount of work sites by about 2.6 hectares. And so, because we have, as I mentioned, we have a lot of interface with other infrastructure projects, we have been taking up the sites progressively, and we are progressing on different fronts of our works. So, we have to stress that despite that, the target completion date for this section of SCL would be about 2021. We will return. We will finish our works as soon as we can and return the sites progressively whenever we have finished our works. And then we also are well aware of the urban design study for the Wan Chai North and North Point Harbourfront areas, and so we will closely coordinate with any possible future development plans in order that the both projects can be carried out concurrently. So this is a closer view about the works in the Fleming Road Junction, about the construction of the exhibition station. You can see that the station would traverse across the junction of Fleming Road, Expo Drive East, and Convention Avenue. So we need some traffic diversions to be carried out in stages to construct the station, and so that's why we need some works areas, some work sites in the new reclaimed areas. And when the piece of work site is handed over to SCL, we will carry out the traffic diversion. We will divert the traffic lanes of Expo Drive East and Convention Avenue onto the new reclaimed land for the construction of the exhibition station over the at that particular junction. And also, we would make use of that piece of work sites to construct the future Road P2. And so when we have finished the necessary works, we will return the lands as soon as possible after we have completed the necessary works over the work site. And also, we understand that it is very important to maintain the connectivity from the inland to the waterfront area. So during the course of construction, we will maintain the connectivity between the inland and the waterfront, even during the traffic diversion, as I just mentioned, we will maintain the pedestrian connections. So in summary, the East-West Corridor is now in full swing, and we target to complete in 2019. And North-South Corridor, we just in the early stage of works, and we will target to complete it in 2021. And as I mentioned, we understand that it's very important to observe the harbor planning principles when we carry out works in the harbor front area. So we have taken into account during our construction planning, like minimize the land intake and review the land requirement, and we return the land whenever we can progressively. And we will maintain the connectivity between the inland and waterfront. And so, in as what we did before, we will keep the commission and the public informed about the progress. And then we will also have conduct ongoing coordination with the development plans under the urban design study in terms of like the interface issues, like the landholder issues. We are committed to conduct any ongoing coordination with the any future plans. Thank you, Chairman. That's all for my briefing.
Thank you very much. I'm sure members will have questions and points you want to make. Could you just go back to the last but one slide, the one that looks down on the waterfront? That one. First question from me. Public enjoyment of the water and the waterfront. I don't see a promenade there. Presumably, you're not going to need waterfront access for machines or for barges, etc. So it would be not unreasonable for us to ask you to build a promenade from the eastern face of the convention centre round to the ferry pier. I mean, how are people going to get from the convention centre to the ferry pier except along the water? I mean, it would be an ideal connection. Could we reasonably ask you to do a 20-metre setback along that area and create a promenade as part of your social corporate social responsibility? I'm going to have a go at you in a minute on the bigger picture too, but just on that issue, I mean, are you thinking about doing a promenade? I mean, are you thinking about harbour planning principles and trying to enhance public enjoyment?
Thank you, Chair. And for this particular site, we are going, as I mentioned, we are going to divert the road onto it. And so there would be, during the traffic diversion, we will divert, basically the expo drive is onto this area. So, because the road will be diverted onto it, and there will be a footpath adjoining the road. So even during the
you're missing the point. I'm not interested in a footpath alongside the road. I want a footpath alongside the water. All the way to the ferry pier, the promenade. Surely that must be possible.
Sorry?
Surely it must be possible to create a walkway from the east face of the convention centre along the water to the ferry pier.
Because as of today, we still haven't taken up this piece of land, and in the in the coming days when we carry out the traffic diversion, we will because this is outside our site area, and so the necessary procedure we will be a little bit difficult for us to carry out the works outside our scheme boundary. But if we talk about the areas that we are adjoining our work site, we can see what's the coming plans, and we see how we can coordinate with the future plans so that when we finish our traffic diversion, before we return the land, how can we connect the that part of coastline to other sides of the promenade development? We are open about that.
I hope you're more than open. I hope you'll do it. But we'll come back to that. The other thing, just before members ask specific questions, I think MTR needs to step back and carefully consider its social responsibilities in regard to the impact that all your works are having on the waterfront. And I think in terms of managing public expectations, if you're going to tell the public this isn't available to 2021, you're going to have to do a good deal by way of contribution to the community, particularly contribution to the waterfront. And I think you need to go away and think very seriously about how you, if you like, ameliorate the damage that you're doing to the waterfront and to public enjoyment. I haven't seen a single contribution from MTR yet towards enhancing the waterfront. All you've done is take so far. Take. And I think you need to go away and think very carefully about image and responsibility. So please take that message right to the board, if you would, please. Thank you. Please. Vincent.
Chairman, let me echo you further on this one. Because having been sitting in this meeting for past 12 years, I think we have been repeatedly discussing on MTR acquiring waterfront site for their work and for barging purposes with all sorts of reasons, preventing traffic congestion and things like that. And I think we have been repeatedly asking that while we are not objecting to such work, the proponent have to provide compensatory measure as a condition for obtaining this site for their work, you know. So I think we have been asking about how do you keep the waterfront connectable to the inner city? How do you make destination within the waterfront, along the waterfront, accessible and connected? Well, if you look at this this photograph in front of us, you can see that the Wan Chai Pier is actually in operation, and that the Golden Bohemia Golden Bohemia Square is a very well visited area, and it would be disappointing if these two are not connected along the waterfront. While I understand that MTRC is not taking the waterfront as barging purposes, right? So I just wonder whether it is entirely impossible for them, as a condition for them to use that area as a work site. Please do something good for the citizen of Hong Kong by giving a decent waterfront access from that Golden Bohemian Square to the pier. I think that I don't see any hurdle on that as our request for taking over the waterfront site, because we are led to know that these waterfront type will be taken not until 2021, you know, and it's 5 years away from now. So the commission member will imagine you sit in the commission for 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, and then all the time you are facing, you imagine you are beautifying the harbourfront, but yet on your whole term you're actually facing a lot of construction sites. And even for the future 5 years. So I think I'm sitting here long enough to give this opinion. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay. Right. Franklin, we'll work down. Oh, okay.
Yes,
Franklin.
Sorry, I like to speak in Cantonese.
Yeah, sure.
唔好意思啊，我會覺得用廣東話講咧會更加廣東話個心聲。咁就我見到嗰個圖啦，咁嗰個站嗰個設計有啲地方已經即係建築咗啦，咁所以我見到即係嗰個形象咧，嗰個感覺咧都係一貫 MPR 嘅，即係好乾淨啦，好有效率啦，亦都好容易維修啦咁樣。咁、那個感覺咧唔係唔啱嘅嗰一樣嘢，因為即係一個大眾嘅交通，即係 mass transit 啊嘛，咁係呢啲係佢嘅價值嚟嘅。咁不過即係我覺得香港咧已經嚟到一個地步咧，就唔係淨係講經濟發展啦，唔係淨係講有效率啦。可唔可以即係我哋咧其實有個機會，我哋其實早幾年咧睇過啟德嗰個站嘅時候咧，俾個 comment 嘅，就係話咧嗰度係一個咁有歷史嘅地方，即係我哋一路以為哦佢只係一個機場啦，哦原來唔係喎，掘下掘下發覺佢原來有啲宋朝嘅 文化遺產喺嗰度嘅喎，歷史文化遺產喺嗰度喎。嚇、啊，我哋都經濟發展啦，我哋都係要起嗰個線嘅，咁我哋啊保存咗嗰啲又可以保存到嘅嘢啦。咁嗰陣時我哋俾嘅意見咧就係話啊，可唔可以喺個站嗰度咧有一啲設計係俾到人一個印象，就係話啊呢度係一笪好有歷史嘅地方，有呢啲宋朝嘢。我而家睇嗰啲相咧就完全見唔到有嘅，但係我哋嗰陣時係俾過呢一個意見嘅。好啦，咁頭先講以上都講過啦，就係話即係啊點樣去個 Harbourfront。點樣去個 waterfront 嗰個好似即係都仲尚待解答啦。另外，會唔會有一啲設計係方便到啲人喺啟德嗰度去到佢而家，譬如龍津橋，佢有一笪地方，佢會係俾人去睇嘅。有冇一啲咁樣嘅設計，即係話唔好話我做啲指示牌，就啊嗰度有嗰笪地方，而係一啲咧你真係個設計融入咗你個空間設計嗰度咧，自然啲人會感覺到嗰個氛圍。自然啲人咧會去到嗰笪地方去睇嗰啲有人文價值嘅嘢咧，我就話呢樣嘢可能對於你哋嚟講完全係外星語言啊！即人文價值喺呢個地下鐵嗰度即係講緊咩嘢啊咁樣，但係即係我想即係都盡量想帶你哋睇到呢樣嘢，因為嗰笪地方咧係一笪好有歷史嘅地方，係香港咧從來都唔知道自己有咁長遠歷史，突然間發現到有一個文物喺嗰度喎，咁樣咁就唔好嘥咗嗰個機會。人哋外國譬如巴黎咁樣，佢會係每個地鐵站呢係有佢嘅特色嘅，即係佢做個新嘅地鐵站呢就會盡量結合佢嘅文化元素呢。而家個站度你唔使睇個牌，你去到邊個站、我知道我嚟到羅浮宮啦咁樣，即係啲咁樣嘅設計，講緊咁樣嘅設計，唔係話我哋話每個站都一樣，淨係嗰個顏色唔同啦，嗰、那個用個書法寫咗個中文字嗰啲就係文化元素，唔係咁簡單，即係直情喺個空間設計嗰度裏面呢已經就帶到人哋有呢個感覺嚇，咁、我想希望睇下你哋會唔會仲有機會可以真係做到呢樣，因為其實真係幾年前已經講過呢樣嘢，咁就係啦，咁啊希望真係可以做到呢啲嘢，唔該。
Raymond, please.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to seek clarification from NTR on the exact extent of your site going to be taken over from the WD2 site.The way it is drawn is that the dotted red line does not extend up to the waterfront. There's a strip of land left behind, making it a waterfront connection between the pier and the convention center. How wide is that strip? Is it going to be handed back to government for common art?
Yes.
Sorry, no, wait a minute. Let's collect all the questions. Yes, yeah. Thank you. We want to understand the dotted red line. Yeah, please. Becky, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I know that I'm adding to the wish list, but since this is the commission and this is almost the first time that we have seen that the Hong Hum, which is a major area along the Kowloon Task Force, would have a major station under renovation and so on. I heard in your presentation that you mentioned that the current Hong Hum Promenade would not be affected, so you don't have to come to the task force in a sense. But just like the chair has echoed, I think even though the station, may not be directly on the waterfront, you should make use of the opportunity to enhance the walkability of the area and the waterfront, rather than just saying that, this is just the underground, so you have to come to the task force and get, advices from members and so on as to how to enhance that particular harbourfront area, and it is, in general, within the harbourfront area. That's why it's being mentioned in your slide. Thank you.
Thank you.All right, MTR, Paul, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, I thought you were going around the room. So on the Hong Hum side, I'd like to understand whether there's been any change to the reclamation, the temporary reclamation in terms of size and time. On the Hong Hum side, I'd like to understand what will be the reinstatement condition of the site. So once the area has been completed, what will be the quality of the site once you disappear?And specifically, what will happen to the mail center and the pier, and when can we start enhance? And who will do the enhancement for those areas afterwards? On the Hong Kong Island side, the same for the Causeway Bay typhoon shelter. I'd like to understand whether there has been any change in the expected reclamation in terms of time or in size. And in terms of the improvement or the, it says in future the footpath should be in restatement as agreed in 2013. In recent discussions about the central one, about the Wan Chai urban design study, there's a lot of people that we've identified that there's a lot of problems with that waterfront there. It is it's very narrow, and we'd like to see if there can be some further improvements being made. So is there a possibility for some variations in the work on along that that footpath to make further improvements? On the exhibition station, I support all the other members' comments that the work site should be reduced as much as possible. So whatever is the current walkway width, if it's 6 meters, make it 12. If it's 12, make it 24. If it's 24, make it 48. But I mean, basically, whatever your answer is, we're not going to accept your answer as a given. Try to minimize your presence there. You can do it everywhere else. It seems to be that you have an over-generous amount of work site here, which is nice for you, but not good for anybody else. In terms of the footbridge connection between the Great Eagle Center and the Wan Chai Ferry Pier, I'd like to understand whether the whether that's yours to do on a temporary basis or not, and whether the permanent one is yours to do as well, and if so, whether we can have a variation in the design of that footbridge, because it's narrow and small and we like to make it wide and big and long. So those are my comments, Chairman.
Thank you. Ivan?
Thank you, Chair. I want to make it, my personal will is, if this commission is going to agree or support MTR to acquire the work site for their purpose of their construction, I mean, in return, I agree with the Chairman that they should have contribution back for the harbourfront. So personally, I think there should be an imposed condition that the MTR, in return to taking up this work site for 5 years, 6 years, they have to be responsible for the construction of the waterfront connectivity between the plaza and the ferry pier. The second point I want to raise up is actually I drive, after they diverted the traffic, I've been sort of driving through quite a couple of times. And what I find is it's a very unpleasant driving experience because of the diversion of the traffic. And is there any measure being or condition imposed to the proponent to ensure that the driving experience of the vehicle or the Hong Kong people not been deprived? The pedestrian bridge, actually, at the moment, connecting to the waterfront, walking through it, the experience is terrible. Is there any condition, again, imposed that MTR have the duty to enhance or improve this walking experience for the people, walking from the Eco Center to the ferry pier? I think that is important because we are talking about 5 to 6 years people are using all these facilities.
Thank you. Any other comments from members? MTR, I suggest you give us an initial response. I think what we're going to want is a written response to all the points that have been made. I think that will be much more beneficial, and we can look at that as a commission. But maybe you let us have your initial comments and thoughts on what you've heard. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chair. And so I will try to respond to the inquiry, the questions. And for as I mentioned in the beginning, because SCL is a government-owned project, so we today in the meeting we understand that we all members would have very a lot of concern or feels about how to maintain the connectivity or in, during and after the construction, particularly the promenade in Wan Chai area. And so we'll take this back to government and discuss what can be done in future when we are carrying out, when we, after we finish our works, and what can be done to enhance the promenade. And so back to the members' question about the particular also on this slide. Yes, the area shown in the pink dotted line, shown in this figure, will be the will be the area that we are going to take from adjacent infrastructure projects. And so the strip, the width of the strip is about 50 meters, as adjoining the Convention Avenue. It will be focused in the inland part of the work site. It won't go all the way to the coastline. And so, and we also have some we have also heard some comments about the footbridge connection between the Great Eagle Center and the across the Convention Avenue. And so, currently, the footbridge is temporary. We try to provide the footbridge as convenient as possible. There are some we have provided some lift in the north side of the at the north side of the landing, and we will take members' views back and see how we can enhance the overall walking environment of that particular footbridge. And so, regarding the other members' questions about the like the recommendation as raised by Paul, and the in the Hong Kong area, we have the temporary reclamation, as we mentioned before in the previous updates. And because we have discussed with the contractor, we managed to reduce the amount of reclamation area from 1 hectare to about 0.3 hectare. And also in the Causeway Bay type of shelter, we are also able to, after discussion, we have reduced the amount of reclamation area to from 2.2 hectare to about 0.3 hectares. So we try to minimize the temporary reclamation whenever we can. And regarding the time, it would be more or less the same as before, because we there are lots of things other than reclamation, like the construction and like the relocation of the vessels, and most importantly, coordination with other projects. So we need to work with our program also depend on the different interface projects. So we the timing wise for the moment, it will be more or less the same as what we have discussed before. And regarding the walkway next to the type to the typhoon shelter, we will have in the previous discussion in the Hong Kong Island Task Force, we have some discussion on how to enhance the walkway, and the width of the walkway has been improved. I didn't have the figures at the moment. We can supplement it later, but it has been discussed in the Hong Kong Island Task Force back in 2013, and so we can supplement the information. So we got, and also regarding the Hong Kong area. In the previous slide, we are talking about the current connectivity about the between the two prominents, Tsim Sha Tsui and Hong Kong. Our work size and that particular location is not underground but above ground. Yeah, it's not underground, but the footbridge is. So the footpath is on the flyover, and for the that particular piece of land, we will have some after construction of the tunnels. There will be some facilities like the tracks and some ventilation buildings. And other than that, the land will be returned back to KCLC. And so future development, because KCLC is still owned by the government, we can take the message back and see how the after the construction of the SCL, how the future development plans can be coordinated with the future land use. And so regarding the questions about the traffic diversion, and because there are in various places we carried out traffic diversions for the construction works, because as you may know that there are limited space in Hong Kong's urban area. Sometimes it's unavoidably we need to carry out some traffic diversion. But first thing we need to take into account is to all the traffic diversions needs to fulfill the safety standard. And yet at times if this there there are comments on the alignment of the road, we can go back and see, because there will be quite some stages that will be coming in safe, particularly in this area, Wanchai area. So we will take into account and try to make the alignment as more comfortable to drivers as possible. And then finally, about the station, about the archaeology thing in with Toguan station. And actually, as we may have in other occasions have states that in view that there are quite some archaeological finds in that particular area, our station area has been modified to accommodate the exhibits of that kind of those kind of relics that were found. But of course, because all the relics once found were belongs to the government, and so we need to work with the government to see how to display those kind of relics in our station area. So basically about that. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, thank you very much. Paul, I'm going to ask for a detailed written response. Is that not good enough?
Can I add a specific requirement to that response? Is that the reinstatement, so however MTR ends up the site, what is the final quality of that site? Can they be very specific with that so we can see that?
Franken? Franken, yes. Follow up, is it?
About the relics, they mentioned about liaison with government. I believe it's the AAB,
AMO.
Development Bureau. Is that right? So we contact office. So we can ask them to liaison that. Thank you.
Maggie, yes.
Just one extra specific thing, particularly on this site. I understand that you don't have, you know, you don't hold the site up right up to the edge of the water, but A, can I please ask who does? And B, if this is a government project and we have a whole area here which could have had an accommodation of a promenade, why didn't somebody think of it before? Because we really do need to link up the ferry pier round to where we have lots and lots of visitors. Why isn't someone thinking about this before we get to this stage?
Okay, please.
Chair, maybe I can supplement a bit on this sketch. Now, this area which you got a label in red calling it WD2 worksite is actually the land formed under the WD2 project for the purpose of building the Cedar Rule B. Okay, now, you see a flat piece of land at this moment. It's a flat piece of land. But we have already started to digging it on to build the Cedar Rule B. And after we build the Cedar Rule B, we will backfill it and bring it back to ground level. And the area will be used for waterfront promenade under the WD2 planning. Actually, the area, what Margaret has suggested is actually we have under the planning is this land will eventually be used as a waterfront promenade and for the public enjoyment, and also it will be a better connection to the HKCEC. Now, time-wise, for the area which you labeled as WD2 worksite, which MTLC has just mentioned, they don't need the whole area up to the edge of the seawall. Yeah, but we need to use the land. We are now taking it down, but we think our schedule is the CW work as well as the backfilling work could be completed by the second half of 2017. So from 2018, about that, the area which is now labeled as WD2 work site, that's our opportunity for developing that into a waterfront promenade. It all depends on the UDS Wanchai Harbourfront. What did they recommend on that? That could be a phase one of the work, either by MTLC or by somebody else. Now, on the right-hand side on the screen, with the label filter road P2, for that area, which is a bit pale blue, is an area which MTRC will require the land up to the edge of the seawall. But I think probably
why up to the seawall?
Yeah, I think there is something for MTRC to revive. But I understand because their work is they saw it quite simplistically, but their traffic diversion is much more complicated than what is shown on the screen, and that's why I understand they virtually lead most of the land up to the seawall, but maybe MTRC could elaborate. But whether they are able to spare a strip, not necessarily today, not necessarily 2017, maybe by 2018 or something like that. Not, I think they may have to explore whether they can spare a strip of land before 2011, 2031, see whether we can provide a better connection with the HKCEC to the area where there is an opportunity for waterfront enhancement in 2018 or so. So this is something I would like to supplement.
Thank you, that's helpful. Thank you. KY, please.
Thank you, Chair. Way back to 2005-2006, the former HKCEC started two Pembrey Promenade projects, which I think all the former members still remember, something they did achieve very well. The first one was, of course, the very famous Kowloon West Cultural District Promenade, which remains to be temporary right now. So it's more than 10 years. So we did something right. And the second one was the former PCWA in Wan Chai, which actually, of course, you can still see a sign here. At that time, we believed there was only 18 months, but we still went ahead. And at the end, it was the first packed garden for Hong Kong. Mm. So if we have this tradition, when the land is available by end of 2017, I think for the WT worksite part, well, of course, that is work of government. And for the on the part closer to a convention experience center, I suggest this commission will initiate necessary discussion so that piece of land can be used as a temporary promenade, whether it's for 2 years or 3 years. Probably 3 years because Sunny Central Link will not be complete by 2021. So I think it's worthwhile that we put an effort into this.
Thank you. No, I agree. All right. Right, MTR. I think we'll send you off if we may. We'll be looking for a detailed response, writing to all the points that we've been made and the questions have been raised. I think we'd like that within a reasonable period of time. I think a couple of months, please. No. I want them to do their homework, because what I'm thinking is that depending on the detail of that response and the quality of that response, we might want you back at the next commission meeting. So if we get a quality response, you may not have to appear, but if there are lots of questions still outstanding, you may have to come back again. So a very detailed argued response, please. Underlying message from this commission is connectivity along the water and back into the hinterland. So look at those issues very closely and respond to those in particular. And then if you can take away this issue of compensation. I use the word compensation, but I use it in the widest sense. You are impinging on the waterfront in major ways on both sides of the harbour. The public are not seeing anything at the moment by way of a benefit, only inconvenience. I think as a corporation you need to think about how you might in various ways make contributions to the waterfront. Maybe events, I'll leave it to your creativity, but I think MTR needs to become a partner in what's happening on the waterfront. And the moment you're not a partner, you're just disturbing everything. All right? So take that away, if you will, and we may see you in 3 months, but we want your written response in 2 months. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.